Well, kids, we want to do a story about the country of Iraq. Now, a long time ago, it was called Babylon. And in Babylon, whenever they would have celebrations, they would always have music and they would always have fire. So coming in with the music, we have the keyboard player. And coming in with the fire, we have the percussionist. Of Babylon's name was Nebuchadnezzar. He was a very proud man. He thought he was a god. So coming in with the big boss, the big cheese, is the biggest instrument in our ensemble, Mr. Tuba. King Nebuchadnezzar had some tough guys who worked for him, who are represented by the piccolo and B-flat trumpet. So here they are, kids, the bad boys of Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar conquered the land of Israel and brought three foreign boys back to Babylon. Their names were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they're represented by the alto, tenor, and bass trombone. One day, King Nebuchadnezzar made a pillar 9 feet wide and 90 feet tall.
Wow!
And told all the people of Babylon, when you hear the music, you have to bow down to this pillar. And anybody who doesn't bow down gets thrown in the fiery furnace.
I'm not going to bow. No way.
Well, all the people of Babylon bowed down, except the three foreign boys from Israel. They said they're going to worship only the one true God.
Just one.
One true.
Well, the king was really steamed. He told them to make the furnace 7 times hotter. And throw those foreign boys into the fire. But when they got in the fire didn't hurt them at all. God sent an angel down to protect them. Well, the king was so amazed, he called the boys out of the furnace and examined their clothes, realized their clothes weren't burned, realized their hair wasn't singed. In fact, they didn't even smell like smoke. So the king gave them a raise and told everybody you had to speak well of the great God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book. For me.
And me.
And me.
And me.
And me.
And me.